emotions and understanding. The entire world, without distinguishing between the believers, non-believers and the different denominations of Islam, have realized the meaning of the uprising of Imam, at least to some extent, and have also attempted to demonstrate their understanding and awareness of this event through particular rituals. Not only Muslims, but different groups like Christians and Hindus show their respect for Imam. Their respect and attachment is primarily this, that on 10th of Muharram, India offers a local holiday, though it's not a Muslim country. Pakistan, which is a Muslim country, offer 2 days of holidays, as in the case in some Arab countries. Non-Muslims, by observing holiday of 1 day, express their gratitude, whereas Muslims do it by 2 holidays. Those of us who are comparatively more concerned express our respect by mourning for 10 days. It doesn't matter how many holidays are being offered, but we can understand their admiration in association with Imam. Shedding tears, beating chest, narrating their sufferings, listening to their misery, it all shows an indication of some sort of attachment and that there is regard in them for him. However, on the other hand, there are some people for whom the whole year is like 10th of Muharram, because not only they have realized the truth about this mission, they also understand what is meant when it is said, every land is Karbala and every day is Ashura. They mourn the whole year just like the day of 10th Muharram. For them, every day is like Ashura. Their minds are attentive towards Imam throughout the year and not just on 10th of Muharram. How it is possible that those who have understood the essence and have developed a strong faith lay aside and fix the few days of Muharram for mourning and then spend the rest of the days for themselves? No, once the essence is understood, then this can never be the case. Few of them go so far that they transform their whole lives into Ashura. Emotions and feelings affect universally. Some people live their regular lives even on the day of 10th Muharram. There are some people who change their sentiments simply and according to the surroundings. At one time, they are shedding tears, and in the next second, they are laughing. They can control their emotions. These are such situations that a person can easily adopt. It is those emotions which come from the inner side to the outer side. The emotions which come from an understanding rather than merely the environments are indicators that the understanding is present. A man's eyes, face and the whole body are in control of the soul. And when the soul perceives this true message of Karbala, then the body is also affected by the soul, and this does not allow for a rapid change of emotions, which would only occur if these emotions were superficial. Some people asked Imam that when we are in front of you, our feelings are unusual, but when we are away from you, we feel different. What is the reason for this change? This is because when man is in close proximity to something, he forms an association, an attachment which is based on the superficial perceptions and is in fact temporary. Thus we can say that those among us for whom each day is confined only for Karbala have reached the soul of Karbala and have been able to comprehend it beyond the superficial level. Events have a deep sentimental impact on humans. Throughout the day, frequently, our emotions vary according to the circumstances. But these changes are only temporary and depend on the situation we are in. The incident of Karbala consists of several emotional scenes, and hence, irrespective of the person being Shia, Sunni or a non-believer, gets inspired by the story of Karbala and demonstrates some sentiments in regards to it. But this doesn't mean that the person has acquired the true meaning of Karbala. The fact is that Karbala has a lot of emotional factors that even those who oppose the Imam were affected by these emotions. You have heard that in the evening of 10th Muharram, when these looters came to the tents of Imam Hussein, they cried while they looted. When one of them reached near Lady Fatima Sogra, the youngest daughter of Imam Hussein, the lady asked, "O murderer, I could not understand that you are looting my things and crying too." Then he replied, "I am crying because you people are innocent, blameless, belong to a holy family, the family of Prophet. And the reason why I am crawling over belongings is because if I stop looting them, then someone else is bound to come for them." These were the sentences of the enemy. If a murderer is psychologically impressed and starts shedding tears, it does not mean that we start praising him just because he has understood the actual meaning. You have heard that the people on the roofs of Kufa were crying when this caravan was passing through the streets of Kufa. These people were throwing stones on them and blubbering as well. Lady Zainab did not caution them that you people were aware of the reality, and despite of being a part of the causes of this tragedy, you are weeping. But instead, she started her discourse by cursing them and said, "I wish, may Allah continue your tears forever, because these tears are not the tears of grief. These are the tears of spectators. Have you ever seen spectators? Spectators react immediately. Example, when some people are playing a game and the team they support is losing, then they become sad. And if the team is winning, then they are happy. When the people of Kufa saw such scenes, women, ladies, small girls and heads on spears, they were also emotionally moved up by the scenes to an extent that even Yazid got emotional and said, 'I did not ask Ubaidullah to do such cruel act, and this is all his doing.' He said all this because he knew that if he had confessed his crime, people would have opposed him. The conclusion to this is that emotional reaction is only a reflection of human sentiments, and by declaring 2 or 3 days of holiday, it just shows some form of attachment towards Imam by those who enjoin these sentiments. But they are different. Those who are connected to the soul of Karbala, the reality of Karbala, those who know the philosophy of the uprising of Imam, those whose connection is not simply an emotional one or a superficial one. However, this does not imply that they do not have an emotional attachment. They have emotional attachment as well as the understanding of Karbala, as these people are also human beings. It is not enough to only express emotions. You should get attached to the real meaning of Karbala on the basis of this emotional attachment. You have to take this one step forward in understanding its true essence. Philosophy of uprising of Imam is the philosophy of Karbala, the philosophy of martyrdom, the essence of religion and the spirit of Islam and Quran. Emotional association is just merely a contact confined by the limits of emotions and never shows the path to a sufferer for a cause. Emotions never take us to the depths. However, they form a basis of attachment to develop our understanding of the truth behind the events. Or in clear words, as the Imam said on the day of 10th Muharram, "I am a role model for you. Try to make yourself like me. Adopt this style, impression, appearance. My condition today is a pictogram for you. My present situation is a symbol for you. when human being acquires its true meaning every day, is like 10th of Muharram for him, and every part of the world is like the land of Karbala. This means that it is up to your perception, your understanding, that either you will not create a single Karbala in your life, or you will pass each day of your life as Ashura. Martyrs are indeed such human beings who have understood this meaning, that Imam Hussein was a symbol for them. So even after such a long time, this symbol is still alive for them, and that neither the time nor the land has prevented them from proving that they are the true followers of Imam Hussein by being able to grasp the true meaning of this philosophy.